I think anytime we can give back, we all are for it. This is such a cool place to be, to have a platform to be able to do that. And I mean, it's really nice to be a part of something like that.
And to have everybody all come together and be a part of it, it's going to be really special.
Yeah.
Oh, so many ways. It's cathartic personally. And you know, I don't know, I guess everyone kind of has a little story of a song or a period where music got you through, or an album did. I personally have had numerous, but yeah, I think probably like my teen years were pretty hard. My parents were divorced and we moved, and I had some albums that got me through. I mean, truly, like I would sit and just listen to music, and it was really cathartic. And also playing my own music and stuff really helped a lot.
Yeah, I think it makes the hard times easier and the good times better.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Hannah, you should be a songwriter.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
We've been to Vegas a few times.
How did you start that interview?
They know how to party. We always have fun in Vegas because everyone who goes to Vegas is there to have fun. So I feel like the audiences are always really like collaborative and energetic and really fun. And then especially during ACM, just the energy is that much better. Everyone's just having such a blast. So we've always
Very
had really,
enthusiastic
really
about
enthusiastic
country
crowds.
music. And well, the last time we were there, Jen was so sick. We played at where was that?
Route 91 Festival.
No,
I
yeah.
didn't play with you.
The Red Rock,
That's what
yeah.
she was saying. You were sick.
She was so sick, and so Hannah and I just went out. We were like, well, we'll just do it, you know. And they were so welcoming and so kind, and it was great. That was the last time we played there. We love
Minuscule
Vegas.
welcome, even though we
Yeah.
were a
Yeah.
little shaky.
I actually went to high school in Vegas, and everybody listened to country music, and that's actually the Dixie Chicks. When I started listening to them, they were huge when I was in high school out there. So I think, yeah, a lot of people don't realize that Vegas loves country music.
Well, we're all songwriters, and we moved to Nashville individually to be songwriters, and that's how we initially met, was in a songwriting room. We got together to write together, and that's how we met. And so we kind of formed a band over writing songs in the writing room here. So,
Very Nashville story.
yeah, very
Yeah.
Nashville.
think there's definitely been like a shift where I think the cool thing about country is that there's so many different kind of sub-genres of country. And I think right now there's kind of a little bit of a wave of maybe a little bit more organic kind of retro country coming back with Chris Stapleton or William Michael Morgan or even John Pardee. And I think they're being so well received, so it's kind of opening up this lane for people like us that kind of make a little bit kind of rootsy organic country with a modern twist. I think now the doors are kind of wide open for people like that, which is really neat. But there's kind of just a million different ways to listen to country music now.
It's a cool time. Yeah.
Definitely, yeah. That's the cool thing with Nashville is, I mean, I'll never forget the first time I came here and you go down Music Row and you see all the banners are congratulating the songwriters and not just the artists. And I think that there's just such a special community here of that people respect. Like, I get more starstruck over
Yeah, I
writers
was
that I
about to say,
respect, you know?
writers are celebrities here for
Yeah, they
sure.
really are. And I think that that's kind of, I don't know if it's the show Nashville or just anything like that, but that's kind of shining light on like the actual industry of Nashville, that I feel like now you're right. It's like people talk more about the songwriters now, maybe more than ever.
Love it. We're finishing up our album right now. We're getting really close to being done. We're about three quarters of the way through. So we're really excited to get that finished up, but it's harder and harder because we're on the road so much now, and so to find time to spend, you know, hours and hours in the studio is hard, but we're really excited to present some more music. We've written a lot of the songs on the record. We have some great music, some other great songwriters that have been nice enough to write with us in the beginning. So we're really excited to finish that up and get it to some more listeners. It's just such a different state of mind. You know, we had almost 2 years to write this record, and we were writing 5 days a week before we were on the road, and then we started putting the record together, and we started performing more, and when you're performing more, you don't have as much time to write. So it's just a totally different part of being an artist. You get into a different zone, and you know you're with your band all the time, and you're creating a different type of set, and it's just a different mindset as an artist. So it can be hard, I guess. It depends on how long it's been since you're writing, because it's kind of a muscle you have to work. But we still write whenever we can.
Yeah, we try to find that balance.
And we're so lucky we live in Nashville, where they have the best songwriters in the world. And so I think, as far as songs go, if we're not writing them, there's a million people on Music Row that are writing amazing
thousands
songs.
Thousands a day.
Yeah, so we're just so lucky to be in Nashville. Oh my gosh, so I think that a show honoring songwriters is so huge, because the song wouldn't be there, the artist wouldn't be there without the song. And for me, the ACMs, I got nominated for Song of the Year last year as a writer, and so it's so special to me. That was the craziest moment I've ever had in my life, and to be honored as a songwriter is just, it's so cool. And like I said, the artist wouldn't be there without the song.
Mm-hmm. You can have money, connections, you can have everything, but without the songs, none of this exists, so the songs being born and the people who are creating them and getting those, it's so important. It's everything. None of us would have a job without the song. So it's super important that songwriters get the recognition that they deserve. And we're proud that we have a genre that does that so prevalently.
Oh gosh, I love all the performances. For me, I love watching everybody up there perform and seeing our whole community, support everybody up there. And I feel like country music is so, it's such a family. And ACMs kind of brings everybody together, and it's so fun to see. It's like all of Nashville comes to Vegas and takes part. There's like cowboy hats everywhere, and it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, the performances are probably the best, because we don't get to see those people perform. Probably, it's just so many of the biggest acts performing their best songs, and we get to have a seat and a ticket there for that show. So it's really exciting. That's my favorite part too.